Most Saturday nights, Bud Zorn entertains folks by playing his fiddle, just as he has for nearly 80 years. Fiddlin' Bud was born in 1917 in Henry County, Alabama, just a mile from Fort Gaines, Georgia, on the Chattahoochee River. These days, he often spends Saturday nights jamming at Mount Zion Music Hall near his Valdosta home. The all-white crowd listens to the down-home sounds of country fiddle. But Bud Zorn remembers the time when this music was enjoyed and played by both blacks and whites.
And this was when I was about 8 years old. My daddy had an eight-horse farm, and there was a black man moved in on it. And I went over there, and he was playing the fiddle, and he played left-handed.
The man was George Johnson, nicknamed Fiddler, a talented musician who became young Bud's best friend and fiddling companion.
When Uncle George moved in on the place, I asked him what would I have to do to be able to play a fiddle, because I liked it so well. And he said to bring him 50 cents in a cigar box and he'd make me one.
Young Bud had trouble getting a tune out of the rough little box, so he borrowed Uncle George's real fiddle to get the dimensions for making a proper instrument. Like a good farm boy, he made do with materials at hand, making the body of the fiddle from the thin veneer back of an old chiffa robe or dresser his mama had stored in the barn, and crafting a bow from a stick of pine wood with hair from the tail of the family mule. All this at only 8 years old.
I squeaked around on it for a few nights and finally come up with what they call Sal's Got a Wooden Leg. And that's the first tune I learned. I found out later that it was Sally Ann.
It was Fiddler who showed Bud how to tune up the strings and taught him that first melody. He also got young Bud one of his first playing jobs.
He called me and he said, Bud, come out here. I got to talk to you. I got a party going down here for the black people, and the white people done come after me to go play for them. And he said, could I get you to go play for the black people while I go play for the white people? They ain't going to pay you much. So you might make 15 cents or 20 cents, but say, you see, I go play for the white people because I can make me a little more money doing that. I said, yeah. Wasn't long before me and him started to go into the square dances together.
Black fiddlers had been playing for the country dances of both African Americans and Europeans since the days of plantation slavery. But Fiddlin' George Johnson was the only one Bud Zorn ever met.
He didn't know who his mom and daddy was, and white people raised him. Their whole family was fiddlers, but he learned to play from them, and he could play all the old tunes, and I learned them all.
Although the tunes were often the same, the dancing was altogether different. Unlike their white neighbors, the rural blacks of Bud Zorn's childhood did not square dance or use a collar to guide their steps.
They would line up face to face, and they'd dance up to one another, and then they'd dance back from one another. And the women, some of them would put the hand on the hips, and nothing moving but just from the hips down. But that footwork was so pretty. And the men do the same thing. They done what they call the flat foot and the regular old buck dance. But the white people, always the man would hold the girl and go around and dance. And the square dances, they all rang up four and everybody was together, but the black people didn't dance like that.
At the black dances of the late 1920s and early 30s, Bud didn't meet other fiddlers. But there were plenty of harmonica and guitar players. Sometimes they'd play together, but never for white parties. Unlike George Johnson, who was raised by whites and known to local families, these black musicians weren't allowed across the color line.
It was a real shame. I wanted to play with them and asked the people to let me bring them. But I don't remember what become of them guitar pickers, but they could sure make one whine. Play the blues, take a bottleneck, and tune it up like we tune guitars now and play with a fiddle.
It was easier for tunes to cross the color line than it was for people. Bud was part of a generation of country fiddlers who grew up hearing black people play the blues and incorporated it into country fiddle repertoire.
You just about wouldn't have been in it if you didn't play the blues.
Bud Zorn's signature tune is Bud's Breakdown, adapted from an old square dance tune called Shear'em.
Shear'em, sheep, shear'em. Shear'em, sheep, shear'em. I don't care how you shear'em, boy, just so you shear'em, even. And I got to embellishing on it and making a little more of a fiddle tune out of it and played it faster than they did. And Fiddler got to playing it with me. He said he liked that tune. Said that's a good square dance tune.
For years, Bud Zorn opened his shows with Bud's Breakdown, playing live radio and dances with bands like the Pecan Specials in Fort Gaines, the Decatur County Ramblers in Bainbridge, and the Blue Ridge Mountain Boys in Atlanta. He has played festivals, old-time fiddlers' conventions, and in 2004 was inducted into the Atlanta Country Music Hall of Fame. But he always remembers the man who made him his first cigar box fiddle and taught him to play.
Let me say this. If Fiddling George Johnson had to come along, even in the 70s, he'd have been a multimillionaire. The demand for him would have been so high. He was that good.
At 88 years young, the demand for Bud Zorn is still high, too. You'll probably find him this Saturday night playing tunes he's known all his life with his current band, Country Strings. I'm Lori Summers.